Now joining us, man, this dude's just unbelievable for the Philadelphia Eagles, star defensive lineman. And I'll tell you, when I covered the Eagles for a year or two, and they did bring me in, and obviously they won a Super Bowl, so you could probably thank me for it, even though I did grow up as a Patriot fan. Anytime this guy would hold court in the locker room, it was always a show. It was always something. And you were right next to Chris Long in the locker, Brandon Graham as well, Jason Kelsey. Always learned a lot of stuff there.
All the
Joining
greats.
Us on behalf of Tide, of course, is Fletcher Cox. Fletcher, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So here's why I like Tide, and here's why I like Philadelphia, too. I attend to Temple. I lived there for 7 years. I went through college in four and then stayed 3 years afterwards and did some local radio there. But Philadelphia respects the big fellas, like, and Tide does as well. Milata, Kelsey, you got to show some respect to the big fellas.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, doing that commercial with Tide early in the season, right before camp, with three big dudes, I mean, especially being under a pile of laundry, which, you know, everybody know that, obviously, you know, it was for Tide, and, you know, there was a lot of work going into it, and, you know, I had a chance to partner with him, you know, and, you know, obviously, you know, it was a great thing, and we're still continuing with that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Are you playing next year? You plan to play, I'm assuming?
Man, dang, we're going straight off the rip, right? We're going straight for the guts.
Well, so one of my best friends is an Eagles fan.
Oh, and go Birds. That's all I can tell you.
He wasn't all that happy going into the playoff game, but he kind of felt, he goes, man, Brandon Graham's getting up there in age. You know, Fletcher Cox has been here forever. You got Jason Kelsey. There's all this retirement speculation. I'm just wondering if you're going to play next year.
Let's just keep it all speculations, and we're just going to leave it at that, all right? It's just all everything is speculation these days. So, that's nothing I've thought about. You know, there's nothing that's crossed my mind. So I'm just, you know, just taking this time to myself and just reflect back on, you know, number one, making sure physically, you know, I'm good, and mentally, you know, that's the biggest part about it. You know, make sure I'm mentally good to go. So, you know, like I said, let's keep it all speculations, and you know, we'll see where we head to.
Well, you guys are warriors, right? And sometimes the way that athletes are covered, it's fair, it's unfair. But I do think what you brought up, the mental health side, is big. Like, what do you do in the off season to kind of decompress? And I know you got to focus on football, but kind of get away from football and kind of clear your mind.
I go to my happy place. You know, my happy place is obviously my I got a big ranch in North Texas. And then that's my happy place where, you know, I just forget about everything, right? I just forget about ball, forget about, you know, a schedule that, you know, that I got to stick by, I kind of get out of my routine things. And during the season, you have those routine things that you do daily, you know, in and out. So I kind of get out of that schedule and just get into a totally different world. And that's definitely, you know, has helped me a lot in these last, you know, 6 years that I've owned the place.
So if I came over to the ranch in Texas, what are we eating? What's for dinner? What are you cooking up? What are you serving?
Oh, yeah, we only serve beef there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my type of place.
Yeah, we eat steaks every night, burgers, whatever you want. You know, we may throw, you know,
a salad in there.
that's your choice. If you want that's your choice. You know, you get a salad. But I tell you what, the big man ain't eating no salad. I'm, you know, just give me some beef and taters and I'm good.
That's unbelievable. Fletcher Cox is here with us. Well, what's the lasting memory for you from the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52?
Oh, man, the lasting memory for me was, you know, obviously it was probably the biggest play of the game. You know, defense, you know, obviously, you know, if you go in and if a lot of people, if there was a mic on me, and I tell this story over and over, if there was a mic on me, you know, when I, you know, had this conversation on the sideline with BG about, you know, hey man, like, you know, I'm gonna go to the right, which I normally don't play the right side of the defense. I said, you go to the left. And I said, they're going to slide to me. I need you to win the one-on-one. And he said, okay, I got you. And that's all I needed. You know, from him, there was no reassurance. Like, man, should I not trust him to go over there? Which, you know, he was going against a really good player, Shaq Mason.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, BG, I said, man, listen, if I go to the right, they're probably going to slide the protection to me in a passing situation, so I need you to go win it. And, you know, he answered that bell, and, you know, Derek got it, and, you know, it was good. And, you know, there was a lot of special moments in that game.
It's the biggest play in Eagles history, and I know some people will say it's the Philly special, but that game was an offensive shootout, but ultimately defense wins championships, and that was the biggest play of the game to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, I talked to, you know, Matty P about that game. He was like, hey, look, you know, I was like, you know, we were both, you know, me and Matt, you know, we've become like really close over this past season. And, you know, we still talk about that thing and about that game. And, you know, our biggest conversation. conversation. Hey, look, you know, both defenses gave up 500 yards, you know, of offense, and you know the defense that got the last turnover is the one that won the game, and you know you got to believe in that, and you know I got a lot of respect for you know for Matty P.
Talking to Fletcher Cox right now. So from afar, you guys start out 10-1. You're humming. I know that some people are like, oh, they're sloppy victories. Doesn't matter. You guys were 10-1 coming off a Super Bowl loss. You got off to a really good start, and then down the stretch, you know you only won one game. From afar, it feels like there were problems in that locker room. What was the truth on why you guys couldn't find a way to get the ship back moving in the right direction down the stretch?
I mean, if you really go back and look at us, you know, early in the season when, you know, when we were you know, winning games, you know, if you go back and look at every game, we willed our way to win all of those games.
Yeah.
You know, I think the only game where
I was at the Bills game
where we completely like dominated was when we played Miami, you know, where we dominated a team. Right. You know, you got to look at it. We went in overtime with the Commanders. You know, we were close game with Dallas. You know, we willed our way to a lot of those wins. And, you know, that's what good football teams do. You know, and down the stretch, you know, it's just one of them things where, you know, you can't put your hand on what happened. You know, obviously, but, you know, it just, it, you know, it sucks the way that it ended. You know, I feel, you know, that, you know, I feel like as a team that, you know, and as a player, we probably could have done better. And, you know, obviously, you know, we went in the first round of playoffs and, you know, got eliminated. And that's not something that you want to do for a team that started 10-1. So, I mean, as a player and, you know, you learn from those mistakes and you really try to put your own finger on what went wrong.
Everyone's going to talk about Nick Sirianni. I think we've spent a month talking about Nick Sirianni. I know you have defended him. You just tell me why Nick Sirianni is the right coach for this team moving forward.
Now, he's the guy. You know, there's no question about it. I think he's the guy. And this year and going forward, you know, the guy, I mean, coach, you know, Nick has, you know, took the organization to, you know, 3 playoff appearances, 1 Super Bowl appearance in his few years there. And, you know, everybody, every great team, and I said all the time, every great team go through, you know, faces adversity. You know, some teams respond, some don't. And that's the biggest thing. And no matter how good you are, you're going to go through that adversity. You know, I just take, for example, you know, I take for, you know, the 49ers, you know, they lost 3 in a row in the regular season. And, you know, they're a really good team. I respect that team, right?
Yeah.
And they're a really good team, and they went through that adversity, but they dug their way out of it.
Does it annoy you when Debo says that the Eagles and 49ers isn't a rivalry because you guys couldn't keep it close this year?
You know, I respect Debo, you know.
Yeah, and, he doesn't like me. Hang up the phone on me this offseason.
So, you know, I respect Debo, and, you know, you could definitely voice your opinion on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish him luck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a great player, and, you know, he got a chance to play in this league for a long time.
Who wins the game on Sunday?
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It don't affect me, you know. But the biggest thing is
you just want to see Jason Kelce ripping his shirt off, I'm assuming.
Man, I just, you know, I'm really rooting for my Mississippi State guys. You know,
yeah.
All the guys from Mississippi, you know, like Chris Jones and Willie Gay and you know, those guys that represent our state. You know, again, in the Super Bowl. So you gotta pull for your home state guys.
Tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Tide.
Just on behalf of Tide, man, just tackling every pod, on and off the field, baby. You already know. If I trust him, you should too.
All right, and here's the last thing I got to ask you. It's our biggest question of the week. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, are they going to eventually get engaged?
Oh, that sounds like a them problem. That ain't a me problem.
So you're like a maybe. You're like a maybe.
I mean, I like Travis. I respect him. You know,
yeah.
I think that you know he's found a love life, and you know that eventually, you know, he'll probably feel the pressure and get it done. You know,
well, he's focused probably on another ring, and that's one that he could win on Sunday. Fletcher Cox, great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There he is, Fletcher Cox, joining us on Radio Row.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.